Novell Connection Magazine, Tech Talk, August 2008, entitled, What's New in OpenOffice Org 2.4? A Few Things to Keep You Occupied While Waiting for 3.0, by Brainstorm Incorporated. The release of OpenOffice Org 3.0 is right around the corner. Time sure flies, doesn't it? It seems as if OpenOffice Org 2.3 just made its own debut, with a slew of great new charting features, improved calc functionality, base upgrades, and so on. Between last year's 2.3 rollout and this year's upcoming 3.0 debut, a number of additional improvements have been made to the OpenOffice suite. To keep you happy until you hit the upgrade button this fall, here is a review of some of the new features the developers of OpenOffice.org have added in the past 6 months. 9 new charting features in Calc. OpenOffice Org's charting features continue to improve, both in functionality and in appearance. With the release of version 2.4, you can now perform the following tasks. Add the regression equation to a regression curve with a click of a button. Draw bars side by side rather than stacked in a double axis bar chart. Reverse the Y or X axis to display an upside down chart. Show values in a chart as both numbers and percentages. Put each part of a data label on a separate line. Choose your own number format for data labels, rather than having to choose formatting from the data source. Place data labels more efficiently and stylishly in bar charts. Use best fit technology to avoid overlapping of labels in pie charts. Remove labels from individual data points on a chart. Let's take a quick look at a few of these features. Regression curves with equations. Displaying the actual equation for a trend line in a regression curve would be a major plus, right? Now Calc allows you to do this, and it's as simple as clicking a button. To add the equation, first create an XY scatter chart in Calc. Next, double-click the chart to open edit mode. Third, click Insert, then Statistics. Fourth, choose the regression curve you would like, and click OK. Next, right-click the regression line on your chart and select Insert Regression Curve Equation. Place the equation on the chart in an appropriate location, making any style changes as needed by right-clicking the equation while in edit mode. Making side-by-side comparisons in double-axis bar charts. Let's say you've created a chart with two y-axes in order to show the comparison between two sets of data. Before the release of OpenOffice Org 2.4, your data would be stacked, with some data likely hidden behind the other. Now you can display both sets of data side by side. How? In Calc, create your column or bar chart with two data series. Next, double-click the chart to open edit mode. Click the second data series to select it. You'll see one green dot in the center of each bar in that series. Fourth, right-click any of the bars in the series and select Object Properties. Fifth, select the Options tab. 6. In the Align Data to Series 2 section, choose the radio button for secondary y-axes. 7th, in the Settings section, check the box to show bars side by side, and finally click OK. Reversing the X or Y axis in charts. Want to emphasize different elements of your data by displaying that data along a reverse axis? Now you can in Calc 2.4. First, double-click the chart to open edit mode. Select Format, Axis, then choose either x-axis or y-axis. Select the Scale tab and check the box next to Reverse Direction, and finally click OK. Each of the 6 additional new charting features involve data labels and let you make your charts look more professional and display your data more effectively. To access the new features, double-click your chart and open Edit Mode, then select Insert and Data Labels from the menu. New selection capabilities in Writer. One of my favorite new features in Writer is the ability to make a block selection of text. Let's say that you have a document in which you've listed employee names and phone numbers. When you created the list, you simply typed the person's full name, pressed the tab key, and then entered the phone extension. Now let's say you need to make another quick list that includes only the names of the employees. In the past, you couldn't select only the column of names because it wasn't a table. But now you can select just the name column. This feature is particularly handy when you want to copy something from an OCR scan or a log file. To make a block selection, first open the document from which you want to copy. Second, in the status bar at the bottom of the screen, click STD until it reads BLK. Third, highlight the area you would like to select, and you are able to select just the names in the list. And fourth, copy and paste the list as desired. Converting text to columns in Calc. Another useful feature is the ability to take delimited data in Calc and place it into columns. You may, for example, have a table that displays the last names, a comma, and then the first names of all of your employees in one column. To make this information more useful, for any number of reasons, it would be nice to have the first and last names appear in separate columns. Here's how to make the change. First, make sure the column to the right of the column at issue is clear. In this example, column B must be empty so that the first names can be moved there. Highlight the complete range of cells, click Data, and then Text Columns. Check the box next to comma. You will see how the data after a comma is moved to a new field in the bottom of the dialog box. Then click OK. This feature is invaluable in many scenarios involving different types of delimiters and even in some non-delimited data. Here are some of the scenarios you might run into and be able to quickly fix by converting text to columns. Splitting cities and states, for example, Boston and Massachusetts. Splitting full names separated by only spaces, Mr. Edward Stevens II, for example. Splitting fixed width data. For example, you might have a date in a European format in one cell, and you want to convert it to data that spreads across three cells. Finally, copying some tables from a PDF file. Additional new features. If you haven't upgraded since OpenOffice Org 2.3 rolled out last fall, you should definitely take the time to upgrade now, even though version 3.0 should be out before the end of the year. Some of the features detailed above will save you a lot of time and probably a few headaches along the way, but perhaps most important, the improvements will make your end product look much better. Believe it or not, there are a slew of other new features that aren't explained in this article. These features include more powerful use of regular expressions. You can, for example, use back references in the replace field of a search and replace effort. This means you can change 4-digit year, month, date dates to month, month, date, date, and 4 years. Extension for 3D slide transitions to Impress. Enhancements to the suite's PDF export capabilities. 3 new ways to switch languages during a spell check. The ability to right-click in Impress and set the background picture for a slide in Impress. Enhanced formula input in Calc that allows for formulas that begin with a plus symbol. Better data input in Calc. This one is a really nice little feature. Now when you enter data horizontally and press Enter, the cursor is returned to the column where you started entering data. So take the plunge and spend the next few weeks learning everything that's new in OpenOffice Org 2.4. By the time you're finished, OpenOffice Org 3.0 just might be released, just in time for you to review another list of exciting new OpenOffice features.